Here's the situation in Sudan. Warring factions have been fighting for more than a week. There's a 72-hour ceasefire. Nations have been scrambling to get their citizens out of the country. And the Pentagon airlifted American diplomatic personnel over the weekend. A spokesperson says two naval vessels are now ready to evacuate American civilians once they get the go-ahead.
There are about 16,000 Americans in Sudan. Yesterday, we spoke to J.C. Bunnell Ahmed in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. She was hoping her husband, Mohammed, could leave. And J.C. tells us today, Mohammed was able to get out on a bus. Now, the French government has airlifted several hundred people from Khartoum, including French nationals, 12 American civilians, and citizens from around the world. With us now is Anne-Claire Legendre. She's a spokesperson for the Foreign Ministry of France, and she joins us from Paris. Anne-Claire, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Today, there is a declared ceasefire in Sudan, 3-day ceasefire, at least officially. As best you know, is it safer for civilians to move around? Is it safer for evacuations to ramp up?
I cannot comment on the situation locally because I don't have a precise assessment. But what we know is that it has been very volatile and very complicated to run our own operation on the ground.
And you have described this as a military and diplomatic mission. How are French diplomats communicating with the generals in Sudan? What is in it for the generals to try to cooperate?
So indeed, it's been a very integrated military and diplomatic operations. So on the diplomatic aspects of things, we actually had contacts locally with our embassies, who's been in touch with the two generals and their attachés. President Macron himself called General Burhan and Minister Colonna, our foreign minister, called General Hemeti in order to find ways and means for us to have guarantees on the security conditions for our operations.
Have those guarantees held, at least during the evacuations that French government and military have undertaken? I've read about an attack on a French convoy.
No, it was absolutely indispensable to conduct the operation itself because first we had to secure the airport, which was not the Khartoum airport because this one was too dangerous. It was really in the middle of the fighting. But we had to secure an airport which is 20 kilometers away from Khartoum in order to be able to airlift our people. And then you had to secure the route all the way into Khartoum, at the embassy, at the residence, but sometimes even to extract French people and French citizens, but other nationalities, as you know, from other parts of Khartoum.
Was there indeed an attack or an attempted attack on a French convoy?
So as President Macron said this morning, there was one injured out of our military personnel. He is now in good condition, so hopefully he will recover safely. But indeed, there was still fighting on the ground. And beyond the two warring parties, I'm afraid to say that there are other groups fighting on the ground, which are much less controlled and which rendered the situation very volatile.
Can I ask about the conditions of the evacuation? Do you have any details you can share about how they were whisked out, how risky the evacuations have been?
Yes, absolutely. So just to give you a figure, because in total we evacuated more than 500 people, so more than 200 French nationals, so both diplomatic staff and civilians. And on the top of it, so more than 300 citizens from more than 40 countries now, which is the result of many countries calling on France to help and rescue and evacuate their citizens. For instance, we evacuated the whole Irish community from Sudan. It's 46 civilians and diplomatic staff. If I can describe the situation, we had to first choose whether we could evacuate by air or if we should evacuate by road. And you know, some other countries such as Saudi Arabia or the United Nations have actually decided to go by road to Port Sudan. But this is a very long road. It's 12 hours of drive, and it's a complicated road because of the lack of food, the lack of fuel, the lack of water, and the very long drive. So that was one option. But since we managed to discuss with the warring parties, we established that the best option was to actually airlift our people. And then we discussed and negotiated with the warring parties in order to open routes and open each checkpoint. So we had French nationals and other nationality in two different places, because you know that the Nile is actually crossing the city and actually complicates a lot the evacuation process, because you had to go through the Nile and the bridges themselves were blocked by checkpoints. So we had people at the French residence, which was in one side of the Nile, and at the French embassy on the other side, and we decided to regroup in the third point. So that has been quite a complicated coordination effort, as you can imagine.
Wow. Do you have any updated information on the situation on the ground now in Khartoum, the availability of electricity or water?
On the availability of food, water, and electricity, we know that it's been very sketchy, that communication were becoming more and more difficult with our people on the ground, and that water, medicines, fuel were lacking in Khartoum, and that it was very difficult for both our civilians, but even for our diplomatic staff to get the provision they needed. We need to find ways and means, with the support of the whole international community, with the regional partners, to support a real cessation of violence and a return to a political dialogue. So that's our goal, and that's what we're going to do for the future.
We have been talking to Anne-Claire Legendre, spokesperson for the French Foreign Ministry in Paris. Thank you so much for the time and for the updates.
Thank you so much.